I wanted to say, I forgot. Somebody has considered a little bit of dochak. I shouldn't take it on myself. It's not mine. It's the Torah's gittins. Everything until the last one was explained to be shown in themselves, I thought was very glatt. A little bit complicated. The story was really not. I mean, I'm not blaming the Torah's gittins. These comments just explained the Beis Shmuel, but tying up the Eved, working later on according to the Beis Shmuel. So I'm going to read to you from the Torah's gittins. So you shouldn't have tainus to me. Torah's Gittin is to be found in Simon Kuf Lamed Tes Siv Yud Ches. Ayin Beis Shmuel Simkot Chav Tes Nimo Eved Achakach Kofos B'Shosh Omolo Hagita Hagitech V'Aged Adayim V'Ad Eved And Lugureshes Tamua He says Kevin Shetchilas Anasin Oyek Shum Halech Ma B'Kach Shachakach U'Kofos Karka. As we explained, this is saying it's according to the Rajma. And Rajma's Mahalechas is not considered a yard at all. So your mom is stuck. On the Fimashika Sati Liel Badas Aran, Osi Shapir. Came with the Kodam Aget. Came with the Kodam Aget. Paya Neksha for Eved. Kishel Baal. Why? Why? It's her Eved. Well, the Mashakon Tisha Kona Baila. So it's the Baal's Tayrus. Ukashanasan lo ha'eved im ha'get Nase ha'eved Shel ha'isha Digita v'chatzera Boin ki echad Shuv Lo ha've kitligita megabe karka Kevan sha'get bar meshusa l'shus Meshuso l'shusa As Tosin says in the Sech Begin. So this is exactly what I told you. That whenever you have gita v'chatzera boin ki echad, this overcomes the problem of Tligita megabe karka. I said it to you as a shot of the Beis Shmuel, and I neglect to tell you that's really here in the Torah's Gittin, in Kuf Lamed Tes, if you chas. Okay, you don't like it. I can understand why it's a little bit shver, a little bit. But he's saying shot of the Beis Shmuel. The simpler shot we had earlier, before we came to that last piece of shit yesterday, would work without the Beis Shmuel. It would explain all the Rishonim. Adkan Ha'or. Now, to the next piece of the scene as I get. I have another chart. The other half of this piece, I write big charts. I don't have this piece of paper. But let's open up again just to see, to remind ourselves. We're going to open up again to the rush. And we'll just try to get a summary. We spoke about this, I think, also last Wednesday or Thursday. Just a brief review. The Rosh is discussing the issue of Orak Locharte and Moshe Taget Yodo Liyodo. And Get Biyodo Meshicha Biyodo. All these three count together. How do we reach? That's really the topic for right now. Kotze Yodo. All these cases. Nosen Lepikod. And all the cases we spoke about. Try to come to some kind of summation. So we saw two days here in the Rosh, here in this eighth parak, in Simon Hay. Okay, Simon Hay talks about Orak Locharte. Two days. What's the first day? At the very bottom of the page. The second column of the Amud Beis, which starts at the top Perek Shmini, the very bottom of that column, it says, "Ek most of the last two lines, the Kara Veleha Aget, V'Habe Kilu Kiriv Lo As Yodo, V'Lokcha Aget Mitocha, Avlam Hoysa V'Yodo Psucha V'Aget Munachas Aleha, U'Lekachos V'Misham, V'Ulo Kiriv Yodo Veleha, Ain't Zun Nesina Ve'Ne Megureshes, Avlam Ochso Barosho Echad, V'Oshito Lo." So all is enough. All you need to according to this is to be mekarev the get. To mekarev the get to the woman, that suffices. Rachz al pirish, no. Because you get dovik b'mostav v'dochag v'tzimtze mostav v'neschalchel v'netoloso v'avikilu nosn alahu. Says the Rosh that the Rach also requires kirev, but he requires two things. Tarte. Kirev and Yisayeah ben Atilos. So two days the first day in the Rosh is enough to have kirev, the second day has to have kirev v'siyua. Right, this is the basics. Alright, the basics. Fine. Okay, that's a simple din. Now, okay, that's the first halacha. Then, we have the question of what's called Moshit. He passes the get like this. She takes it. She takes it. What's it then? The pashas. It works. The Rosh is the fairest that it works. The Rosh says it's not a problem at all. Right? Also, Barosh Echad Hoshitolo Kachasa Barosh Hashani. How many does it get? Now remember, he said it at the beginning before he introduced the Rabbeinu Chananel. But the question becomes, after he threw in Rabbeinu Chananel, is it still true? Maybe Chananel would say it's also no good in that kind of a case. So here we have a dispute within the Torah. The Torah is willing to accept Rabbeinu Chananel's Chumra, but nonetheless he's masking that if you hold to one end, give it to the other end, she takes it to the end, it's good enough. Why is that so? So the Bach said it's no kasha. But the Bach said if I go like this and then she takes it, I have both characteristics. I'm a karabit to her and I'm a sayyaya in her natila. It's exactly the same. The Rach's two criteria are both satisfied. So what's the Bach? The Beis Yosef says no. That's not called siyua. Siyua is only in this unique case where it's jammed, it's pressed into your belt and you move your hips a little bit. That's called siyua. Here it's not called siyua, but you know what he says? Says the Beis Yosef, you don't need siyua. If you need a siyua, it's kind of tzara habal. But if you don't need siyua, then kirev alone would be enough. That's what he says. We mentioned that although the Torah quotes us, the Mechaber left it out completely. He's left it out. Just doesn't discuss this thing. Doesn't say one way or the other. This thing of Och Sover Hashechad Oshit Lo L'Kachos Sover Hashani. Left it out. And I suggest for the reason, maybe it's considered to be this what's called an Asina Ma'aliyasa. All these the sinus and the sugar are sort of a little flaky, schwach, weak, and maybe I still could both in the world we saw from the Ran. Maybe the Mechaber of Yosef Kair holds this is a perfectly valid Nesina. So Nesina Maiz don't have to mention though even. That's a possibility. Finally, and this comes to the brings the issue home, is the issue of what's called Get Biyada, Biyada, Meshicha Biyada. What's Allah over here? That's the Siman Zion in the Rosh. Okay? Get Biyada, Meshicha Biyada. It all depends. If he can pull it towards him, then Einam Gureshes. It's considered to be in the category of what we call Agida Gabe. Agida Gabe. What happens in a case in which subsequently the string snaps? Meshicha is a string. The string snaps. What happens then? What happens then? Is it good then or is it no good? The box is no good then. No good. Why? To get the Gabe Kak? When you originally gave it to her, it wasn't considered a good Messina because you hold on to a string. Later on, if she snaps the string, it's again no good. There wasn't a Messina before, there's no Messina after. The Rambam is master that it would be good. Rambam says, when the Rambam quotes his din, said it's no good. Ah, she posik achut. Get the impression that really it would be good. What are they fighting about? So perhaps we could attach this is what you see the Pashas in the Bach, to another dispute, as explained by the Avnei Meluim. What happens if the get is given originally the Torah's pikadon? So we saw Ran Meferish. The Russian doesn't say anything Meferish about it. But the Ran is Meferish about this. An amazing Ran. I think the Ran is a very big Kiddush. You shouldn't take it for granted at all. But the Ran does say, the Ran is on page Mem, Divrei Maskil Masnisin. He says, V'adin, Shinasan Allah L'Shem Pikadon. Even though he's given this is a pikadon. So if Nasan the other was satisfied in 100% fashion physically, but it wasn't given with all the halachas of the proper Nasan of a gerushin, no matter, says the Rav. No matter. So if that's no matter, this is the mashmos of the Bach and Avdim Lum. If that's no matter, then here also, when the get is given over, it's agida gabe. There's still a string attached. So, once again, although it's not given over with the full import of a gerushin, because Agida Gabe stops the creases. But so what? We saw in Baba Metzia, it's considered a valid Messina. So Benas Togeda was fulfilled. And if the string snaps later on, however it got snapped is irrelevant, she is Megureshes. That's the other thing called the Shita's Aran, and it's the Rambam Shita. However, the Rosh is Mashma not that way, because the Avnei Balum points out. Because the Rosh is an expression somewhere, one of the Rosh that we saw. Here we go. The Simon Zion. In Simon Zion, he says, with again, a whole discussion of Nifsek Achut, back and forth, but he says in the middle of that discussion, he says, Afalpi Mistabra. Afalpi Shabitatila Achwana Laboa get the Odom Yara Baal. Kevan de Tchilas Nisinoso Lihisgarish. This son of Yodah. Vinos the Kavina Bay. Velo Tiki de Begabe Karka. So the Yavne Melum, I think it's the Yavne Melum, says based upon this expression of you have to have Tchilas Nisinoso Lizgarish, that is a requirement according to Shidus HaRosh. If that's the case, it will be no good if it's given over L'shem Pikod. Thinks the Rosh would argue on the Ram. And it might be no good in the case in which originally there was attached with the string. Yes, strings attached. So when the string snaps later on, no good, but the original Nesina was also not considered a valid enough Nesina in Hilchos Gerish. Okay, that's that point. Final point in this chart, which I'm not writing on the board for the lack of space and time, is what's the halacha of Chavtza Yoda? Chavtza Yoda. So she closes her hand. By her closing her hand, this is going to make the things snap. So we have to discuss this even from the Lamaisa perspective. This is always a problem. We try very hard, bottom line, you saw the Shulchan Aruch, telling the woman, don't clasp your hands until I tell you so. This is almost a reflex which has to be overcome. If you're cupping your hands and someone puts something in, it's almost a natural inclination to go, you know. And they warn the woman, don't do that until after the rabbi says, until after I tell you to do so. Hold those hands apart until I tell you to clasp them. Why? Because many poskim say that if she clasps her hands, and by her clasping the hands, at that moment the chut will break. Right? We have no chut nowadays. But, you know, the poskim say, what chut, who cares chut and no chut? It could be the get itself would be the same status as a kind of a chut. We'll see the particulars in a moment. And therefore, you want to don't clasp your hands until after. That's why she's not allowed to wear a ring. For some wacko reason, they're afraid, well, the rings make pressure on her fingers and it causes her to clasp her hands earlier. I don't know. That's what it says in certain sorrow. That when a woman gets married, she takes off all of it. There's nothing she wear on her fingers. But she gets divorced, rather. There's nothing on her fingers because she's wearing a ring. It's going to put pressure, we're afraid. Yeah. We'll talk about that in a moment. We'll talk about that. So the question becomes, and this is raised by the Mepharshim on the tour, what's the problem with Kofza Yoda if she clasped her hands too early? Why is it different from what we saw here in the Rosh? And Ochuzo Barosha Echad Valshitala, the Kachosod Rosh Hashani, Harez a get. And again, the Pashtus is a get no matter what, even according to the Rabbeinu Hananel. It's still considered a valid get. So how do you overcome this problem? So here, just again to make a brief summary of the various opinions in the post. No, so again, we're talking about no string, but even though there's no string, the fact that the husband's holding on to the get and can still pull it back, maybe the equivalent of a string, is according to some. Oh. So if you take a look over here, I'm just reading to you from the Tur Beis Yosef Bach at the beginning of Siman Kuf Lamed Ches. It's in Siv Beis. There he says, "Im a kesher amitz sheyochol anatko laviyo etzlo ilu lo kofta yoda elamachma shekofta yoda ena yochol anatko laviyo etzlo v'zeh koster rabbein natan lo have nesina kevin shegomar anes shegmar nesina hoysa mikoach shekofta yoda." The recourse of his source and toises. Tavishab and Asina. Kevan Shehiskil bin Asina. Since he began. That's the machlokes we saw in toises. Okay? So, Fine. Says the Beis Hashem the following kasha. Harosh, the svirale, the chol ki ay gavna, the get biyada, mashicha biyada, eina mugureshes. That's the case we're discussing over here with chav sayada. Heich kasa rabbeinu b'shmo, la'achshek she'ach ochez a get b'rosho echot, v'oshita lo l'kachasa b'rosho sheni b'tzarachim. It's Rav Yosef Karo's kasha. How do you add these things? How do these things two things go together? On the one hand, we see the Rosh Hashanah says, "If Oaks of Rosh Echav Rosh Yitlov Lekachos Rosh Hashani." The top line of the Rosh Hashanah with Aleph here, "Hareiz a get." That is a valid get. Yet over here, where Kaf Tzayada, it's an invalid get. It's the same thing. Kaf Tzayada is, and there she grabs it from the other side. It sounds like it's exactly the same thing. It's Sarachim. And he has no answer. The Beis Yosef has no answer. So here's the famous Ramah, which we spoke about already. Now what's the distinction? The Harosh Mechalei Benim Kof Tziyodeo Mei Rotson Aval O Shelo Meritzono. Depends, did she do her thing, quote unquote, with the consent of the husband, or without his consent? V'kan Mei Risha Aval O Tzivol Likpot Tziyodeo Lachzik Beget V'hi Machzekas Beget Shelo Meritzono V'lochein Lo Avin Nesina. That is good. And he gives an example of Ha'oksa Barosha get the Moshita Vizakhasa Lokosa Barosha Shani. Have you get? Must we make this distinction? And Rav Yosef Karo says no answer to Rachim. So Ramo makes a clear distinction. It's quoted not only in the Dark Emotion, which is his original work, but it's also quoted in the Hagol Shulchan Aruch. This distinction of the Ramo. That's the Ramo. That's the Ramah. Fine. Now, fine. That's what he says. Now, the Bach, right on the side of this page, also says as follows. Ein kan aschala lekushya. Kasha didn't even begin. And what is he saying? Listen to the words. Let me read you the three lines. Didavka bihiniach haget biyoda liachash etikpot yoda lo havi get. Aber ba'ochez b'rosho ha'echad v'oshito lo v'lakhoso biyoda b'rosho ha'sheni ein shom lo psichas yad mitchila v'lo kfitas yad v'sofa Elanisina miyodo liyodo vukire velea visia vinatiloso vulomi. It's not at all comparable to get biyodo mashicha biyodo, to kaf tziyodo. No, not comparable at all. I mean, he just says it all, but it doesn't really explain fully what he's driving at. What exactly is the Bach driving at? What's he saying? So I think what he's saying is that the husband has to complete the Maisa Nesina. Once the husband is doing the Maisa Nesina, he's finished. He finished his role. His role is complete. And now the woman takes it. We already pointed this out yesterday as one of our many sources in the Ramah. It's something called a Hemshech. He starts it and she finishes it. But he ended his part. So he did his thing. He's finished with his thing. She does her thing as a Hemshech of his thing. That's considered a valid Nesina. That is a valid Nesina. That's a valid scene. But if before the husband finishes what he plans to do, she is proactive and she, in effect, grabs it, that's a much worse problem. I think that's what the Bach is really driving. He doesn't say too much. This is what the Bach is really driving. I read it to you again. Ein aschal lekushya. Doesn't even begin. The dafka v'niach haget biyodo liyach hashetik mos yodo lo havi get. That's no good. What does that mean? I get the impression he, that's how I'm reading it. He left the get in her hands after she grabbed it. He was still planning to do more. The husband wasn't, in his mind, he wasn't finished yet. He wasn't finished doing what he wanted to do. And all of a sudden, this modern woman, she grabs it out of his hands and that's it. So, that's not enough and the other. He hasn't finished what he wanted to do. That's why it's considered to be invalid. But if Filach al sabiyad al rosh hasheni. En sham lo psichas yad metchil lo kfisas yad besofa. El nesina mi yad al yad. Who kiev el ever see him until also. Finish. He did what he had to do. He took the get, he passed it towards her, and she took it. Fine, it's over. The Bach is very laconic, doesn't say too many words, but I think that's what he's driving at. I believe so. Now, the Meluim, when he discusses this, instead of using the expressions of the Bach of finishing and not finishing, just, in abstract, he tries, I believe, to say the similar thing in somewhat different words, and he says it depends upon the Amira. Because the husband has to say the magic words of Hegitech. When did he say these magic words? Oh. He's like this. Rabosai. Remember, let's open to the Torah. You have to open up. We're too much in abstract. Open the Gemara, please. Open the Tosafot. Come on. Here we are. Take a look on Av Ayin Chesem and Beis. With Tosafim. Him, the first wide line. What does it say? Let's see it again. Nirid lo mayrik shahisa yoda psucha laka shenasana get biyoda kofza yoda. Tim ken afila ein yochol avio etzlo ein in the gureshes. Kevin de b'shas nesina hoya yochol avio etzlo. Umashe kofes yoda akakach ze eino osa baal. Elohi. Havelek matli gita magabe kaka veno get. Helen de Rolleri, the marriage for Hoysi Yoda Kfutza, who talk of I get the Soch Yoda, and talk of Kokar Bokosek, Ashain Yokola, Vio Etzlo, Havian the Gurash. That's the cool of the Kashi. This is the. One second. Let's go a little further. Let's finish the toast. Rabbi Natama Farish. The biyada psucha ari shapir. Vim ein lo yochol avio etzlo haynuk shaget koveid. Vim yimishol etzlo tinotek ha-mashicha. The tzorach li zohar shetei yada isha psucha av sheniach kol haget biyada. Vim tikpo tz yada b'od shabal oches b'rosh haget biyada lo have get. Dadek mo get biyada o mashicha biyada. He's machmen. What's the last line of Tosis? V'nir the kosher. No, I think it's kosher. Why? The lo gora me orek lo chartze v'shal fosu da v'get. I forgot to be at a baal a hadik mostav shal lo tito amakotav v'lo broch. You have to say it's kosher. Why? Orek lo chartze. This is exactly the case of orek lo chartze. It's exactly the same thing. So taka. So why is one day I say it's no good? How can it not be a wise difference in Orach Lachartze? So here, I think I mentioned you the terrace of the Torah's Gittin. He asked this kasha. He says, well, the Tosus leaves us high and dry. All the other day I hold. And he gives an interesting answer. So all this is pointing in one direction. Mm-hmm. One second. Oh. Torah's Gittin says it depends one minute please I have it on my chart I'm not sure where it is chart is not my any man of comes. The question the Torah's Gittin's answer is it depends if the Baal is doing something bish'as ha-kabbalah or not. I'd like to give you in his own words. Maybe it's in his Torah's Gittin on Shas. For Rav Zgina has two things. He has the first half on Shulchan Aruch and the second half on the Gemara itself. Here it is. It's on the Gemara, sure enough. Ein Chesed Leis, and this Tosus. L'chora Koshe, the Hechitara Tari, Mashik Shetosus, for Orek Lecharetze. V'nir the Dasari, the Davka, but Orek Lecharetze, the Hainu, Shemitzamtzeim Atzo Bish'as Nesina. V'ray Osa Baal Masa Bishol, Shaisha Mekabelas Aget, Havi Masa Nesina. V'chein Kshemar Pe Yodo, for Let's Go, Bish'as Kabbalah, Osa Masa Bish'as Nesina. Avagav Neshekos of Ri, Shehiko Fetzes Yoda, Shein Abal Osa Shum Masa Bishas Vesino, Ein Amugur Reshes. That's what the Torah's Gittin answers. Is the husband active at the moment of the Vesino or not? If he is, it's considered a valid Vesino. If he's not, it's considered to be Tligitech. So that's the Torah's Gittin in his parish on the Toysis, Ayin Chesam at base. That's what he says. Oh. Fine. Now, that's how he takes care of the Oroch L'Charsa issue. But getting back to the original question of Kofsa, so we saw that the Beis Hirsch had a kasha. The Darkei Moshe said it depends upon whether it's midato or not midato. And the Bach said his kasha doesn't even begin. Doesn't begin. Why does it begin? So I explained to you what I think it means is that the husband finished his thing, then it's okay. And if he didn't finish his thing, then it's not okay. So he has the Avnei Meluim, says something, again, similar to the Bach, not identical. Instead of using the words finishing his thing, which I think is what the Bach is really driving at, although it's quite brief, I think it's a matter of the Amira. The Amira of what the Avnei Meluim is what counts. The Amira. Is it false? He has Tosis Kasha, Sorachi, and Arak Lecharetze. Same as the Torah's given. This is his answer. L'chei Nirel, and he has died. This is Avnei Meluim Kuflam with Chesed Kotten. That's good. Then it's no good. For Kasabu Ladasa Rosh, I feel in the scene of Mamish Kosh Lama Lashem Gerishin Lomahani. Against the Ram. We mentioned a few minutes earlier today. And even the Ram would agree over here. That's in the scene of Gemurah, the Pikodan. Here it's not in the scene of Gemurah. This is a lack of creases. So he has he tries to prove his point. The Teda. The das kama poskim that filu kiriv lo aget nami mahani. We mentioned that earlier today. The machloek is 2 days right within the rush. We need kiriv v'siyeh. Just kiriv alone is enough. Im kenli olo lo mashkachas lo tligita magabe karka. Do yevsha shi agi aget shal ala karka. Im lo yadesh kiriv de mekara. Ho yaget biyodo. O bebeso. Vikiro lo ashenich agabe karka. Yes, the kasha. According to the first day here, we saw in the Rosh earlier today, every case of the Gita Mekar should be kosher, because he was Mekar of the Getter. Ela Karcha. Lo Mahani Kiruv Ela Kshaome Lo Hare Gidech Beshosha Kirev. Avalim Kfar Kirev Aget Mi Beso Vinicho Gabe Karka. Vachakach Omel Ot Ligita Megabe Karka. Lo Mahani. Chuadin Orek Lacharte, etc. So what does he say? Depends upon the on the dibur. It all depends. When does he say? It's the same thing applied by get biyada meshicha biyada. Amala b'shar shenosin I get liyada meshicha biyada. Shetik pots yada v'tis garish begetze nani mahani. It's no worse than Ayik l'charetze. Because it's siyu rabba when it's moshe lo haget. Amala b'shar shenosin lo haget v'meshicha biyada. Lo amar v'tchila shetik pots yada. Ela achar anasina amala shetik pots yada. Afagab Omar Lo Hashto Hegite Lo Mahani Kevon de Bisha Siua Abal Hainu Bisho Shahushilo Aget Lo Hoyak Fitzas Yoda Bahakak Shekofetes Kwa Azdalo Siua Abal Bahavalek Motligitra Magabe Karka. According to Avnei Meluim, the key is the Dibur, the Amira. tries to pin it on the Pirush of Mishnah to Rambam also. This is what the Avdei Meluv says. Okay, if you want to look it up, it's in the Kimmel Kuf Lamed Ches Siv Cotton Base. Okay, fine. Now what do we do with the mice? Halacha la mice. Anyone ever see a get? Who said you saw a get? Who was there who saw a get? Danny. He never saw the get being handed over. You ever saw a woman?
A few years ago,
so that was, yeah. Hypnotize yourself. Activate your memory. Jog your memory. What did it look like when you saw a get being given over? What happened?
It was folded.
It was folded, correct. It's folded, excellent. It's folded. We spoke about the folding a little earlier. It was folded, yeah. Okay, so again, before we get to the action I was given, I want to make one more comment. Remember we had the funny case where the guy was said Harei Zegitech, but then he choked on his voice, he asked to give her a drink of water. She took the get, and then he drank the water and he died. Remember we said that? Remember? The Pisket Shuvah. And I never look up the Alter Rebbe's Shuvah. So I was thinking, what's wrong with it? What's wrong? He gave her the get. He was Makarva to it. He said Harei Zegitech. And why are they saying it's no good? They're all saying it's no good. Here's maybe the reason. I didn't even mention to you last week. He hadn't finished it in his mind. We said it before from the Bach. If he in his mind has finished the Nesina, then it's good. He was in the middle. He planned to say further, to say more words, to finish it up. And then he choked and died in the middle. So he hasn't finished it yet. So the Bach and Avdin Lum, they're saying different things, but maybe they're pointing in the same direction. If he has to say, if he says it, and he, in his mind he's finished with it, that could be a valid Nesina. She can complete the Nesina. But if he hasn't finished it yet, and she grabs it, then he hasn't finished his Maaseh Nesina yet. That's no good. So I think, men, have you ever seen Gittin in Philly?
Yes,
many. Many. So how is it? Rabbi Felder is Masana?
Yes.
So when the get is handed over to the, give me, show me, how's it done?
She's
folded up.
Stand away from him, folded. The thing's folded up. Her hands have to be outstretched.
Right. Scarves. Whoa! Does he drop it like he dropped a bomb, or does he actually put it into her hands? You see what I'm saying? The two possible.
He holds it right over her hands.
Oh. So he doesn't really drop it. He sort of places it.
Yeah, because as he folds up, it's like a little box.
Right, that's right.
And then he takes a step back. And then
Whoa. Here's her hands, okay? Want to see my hands?
Yeah.
So when he gives her the piece of paper, my chart, piece of chart, okay?
Right.
He gives her the piece of paper. Does he, I'm going to give you two choices. Does he, here's the two hands, okay? Does he, that's okay. Does he go like this? Mandy, come here. Does he go like this, put it into her hand, or does he drop it into her hand?
If it's like this, if it's like this, they hold it over there, he
right.
says that, in English, and then they say, place it in her hands.
Like this.
Right.
Just drop it.
They use the word place.
So there's no bomb, it's a placing. But that's very important when we discuss the ups and downs of both shittas. I'm not kidding around. The binnig is, as Mendy correctly reports, you place it into her hands. You don't drop it into her hands. Big difference. He's placing a dropping. Right? You understand the difference? Dropping is
benachah,
right? Right. Plate, but it's placed in banana. Let's discuss what the postman have to say about this placing versus dropping. Not so simple. In the Seder again that I asked you to see, a Rav Michal Rav Yoistish. This is on all the Maramakamas from yesterday, or whenever you finished it, or if you didn't finish it. It's there anyway. He says as follows. Take a look in Os. I ask you to see. No. Reish Lamed Beis. Reish Lamed Beis. The end of Simon Kuf Nundal. That's the Seder again. Michal Rav Yosefish. Reish Lamed Beis. What does it say? Quote. He says, Umiyad Yaniach Habal Lipol Haget Benachas Asoch Yadel. What does Lipol mean? Translate the word Lipol. Fall. He allows it to fall into her hands. Is that an accurate translation? If you place it in the hands, is that called falling into it? I don't think so.
It's not actually falling. Falling would mean you're dropping.
Yeah.
But like
dropping here, you're not dropping a nuclear bomb from 22,000 feet in the air, but you're dropping it, you know, into her hand. That's what he says. Dropping it. Lipol, yeah. Right. So it's not, doesn't say place it. It's dropping. Falling. Let it fall. Against Rabbi Felder and Rabbi Bone. What?
This is benachat. Like, let it fall gently.
Gently. Okay.
How do you fall. Slow it down?
Well, so
you place it yourself.
You're not going to put a parachute on it.
Right.
Slow down, a parachute. Yeah. I don't think I ever thought about getting on there with a parachute.
Keep your hand on it the whole time.
No, I don't think that means. I don't think that fits to the word. I don't think so. I think it's talking about falling. We'll see the Pasuk talk about this falling business. So I think they understood falling literally. Oh. So, as a matter of fact, the Sefer Meir Einei Chachamim, I think I have it in my desk, I left it there, okay. I wanted to bring it in. Quote something from the Sefer Kavanaki, which is a parish on the commentary in the Seder Aget, who says, you let go, catch this now, before the get gets into her airspace. I mean the airspace, I don't mean the airspace up, but the actual air, the horizontal airspace of the hands. You let go before the bottom of the get gets to the height of the thumbs. That's the best way I can say it to you. Hear my thumbs? Let go. As opposed to you let go just before you reaches the bottom of the get reaches the height of your thumbs. So I see Kavanaki. Why? You want to make sure he's doing the whole thing. Otherwise, if you don't, we're afraid that he's starting it and she's ending it, and we're going to get into halachic problems. Where does it come from? So the Avnei Nezer says that it's based upon the Bach that we saw earlier. That Meshicha Biyado. If later on the Meshicha snaps, the get is no good, against the Rambam. No good. Why? Because now there's no Messina. Because the get was already in her hands. And the original placing was no good because of Agita Gabet. So, Sligita Magabe Kaka. We mentioned this back before. That's what the Bach says. And I'll read it to you again just to refresh your memory. The Rambam is mashma differently, but this is the Bach. This is Rav Nesis, which we're afraid of the Bach Shita. I'll read it to you. It's Kuflam et Ches. Here we go. Okay. Chut Piyoda was no good. Meshicha was no good. This is what the Bach says. V'af al-pi, she'achakach, silek yoda mena meshicha, v'inicha la'isha, Eino Megureshes. The Akshav Shiniach HaMashicha Lek HaNesina Elek Farmunach Biyodo. The Havik Mok Ligita Begabe Kaka U Poshetu. Poshetu. What he considers to be Poshet, the Rambam says it's good. And it's not my invention that there's a Machlokas in the Rambam and the Bach. I believe it's the Beis Shmuel, who I asked you to see, who already makes this comment. As a Machlokas HaPoskim, if Get Biyodo, Meshicha Biyodo, later on, the Meshicha snaps and ends up in her hand, is it good or no good? Let's take a look for a moment. Say half a minute. Well, half a minute, I'm with you. Here. The Mechabah's Lashon is, Nosan aget liyod of nisha achut shu kosher bo im akesher amitz at sheyochol and atchol aviyo atzlo einam begureshes. That's the quote of the Rambam. Right? But the Rambam added a few words, which the Mechabah left out. Einam begureshes Ad shetiposek ha-meshicha. Mashma, oz yivugureshes. Lo mash became mishar poskin. Ado kemesh ha-meshicha b'yodo v'shas nesina inu vugureshes afilu achas shetiposek ha-meshicha. Because it's tligitech, that's the Bach. That's the machlokos, it's Rambam in the Bach. Commenting, quoted here in the Beis Shmuel, kuflam et ches sifkon dal, and the Mechaber conspicuously omitted the Lashon of the Rambam. You get the impression maybe he also the Bach as well. Says Avnei Nezer, what are we afraid about? We're going to put the get in her hand. Okay? At that moment in time, there's already a Nesina in effect. Listen to this Tifa Vark. This is like, it's create a Chumah. This is like a, we call it like a B'nai Brak Chumah. But you make a Chumah out of nothing. What does that mean? You're afraid like this. You put the get in her hand. So it's now within her airspace, right? Even the horizontal airspace, under the thumbs. But at that point in time, you can still pull it up. But that's not considered to be in the Sina because at that point in time, it's a Meshicha B'yodah. More than Meshicha B'yodah, it gets in his hand, he can pull that very easily. So that's not good. So you keep lowering it. That second stage is also not good. Why? It was already in the hands of before. It's like the same as you have over here going to the bath. That gets B'yodah Meshicha B'yodah. So it was no good when he put it in the hand because it was string attached. Then when he lets it go, it's no good. Why? Because it was already there from beforehand. Here too, without any strings attached. His hand is attached. His hand holding onto the get, he's lowering it, lowering it, lowering it into the airspace. At that point in time, it's not a good nesina because it's get biyada. We could pull it out with ease. When he lets go, it's too late. Everybody had been in their airspace for 3 seconds while he was lowering it down to the palm. Therefore, drop a bomb. Drop the bomb when? Before you get into the actual horizontal airspace. So is the minig of the Seder Aget, as explained by the Sefer Avnei Nezer. Listen to this now. He adds another twist. Yeah.
Why is he comparing it to Mashiach? Why is he comparing it to ice cases? What about October Road? Anything. He's holding it. Why was he comparing it to Mashiach? It compares to where he's holding one end and she's holding one end. Which is good.
You're asking, why should that be any good? That should also be a problem.
No, why are we comparing our case where he's holding it and it's in her airspace to him having a string and her holding it? Compared to a case where he's holding it and she's holding it. If you're saying he's not holding
the
string, he's holding it.
Oh, so the question is, listen to this next twist. I'll be with you in a second. This is an interesting twist. This is Avnei Nezer speaking. Listen carefully. If he puts the get in her hands, this is Avnei Nezer's Charifas. What do you want, he says? Menasa biyado. He gave it to her. That means holding on to the get. You're supposed to hold on to the get. So you deliver it in her hands? It's an unbelievable idea. He says, the get is made up of two parts. There was the grinding, and there's a margin. Every get has a margin on the outside. It's called the gilyon. Every has a margin. Okay. Now this margin, Rebbe says, this is Avnei Nezer speaking. This margin is not really part of the get. Look at back in the second paragraph of this interesting discussion of this about a margin. It's called the gilyon. You get the impression the gilyon is not exactly part of the get. Mm-hmm. What talks about the gilyon over here? Ben shita l'shita, ben teva l'teva mai. That's not part of the get. Between the lines, or certainly the margins of the lines, beyond on the outside of the get, you get the impression whatever's on the outside of the get is not an integral part of the get. So if it's not an integral part of the get, it's like a string. See how the Nezer says. It's like a string. But the get itself is not a problem. But if you're holding on, when you fold it, they hold on to the get in 1 second, wait. So that's some explained by both sides. The best thing to do is, as Rabbi Felder does, to place it in her hands. Not to drop it. Some say dropping is no good. Adarav. You know why dropping is no good? No force is exerted. Gravity does it. I didn't do anything. What do you do? So Rabbi Kama last year. He could. But if you let go, we saw it last year, the whole discussion, maybe if you drop a rock and kill somebody, maybe you pump them because gravity is not considered to be a force. We all have a whole discussion. Isha Mishum Chit, I'm not going into that right now. Something you should have to put it into your hands. Listen carefully. Avnei Nezer says like this. When we fold over the get, it's almost impossible to imagine that only the gilyon is left in his hands. Almost impossible to imagine it. Almost impossible. As a matter of fact, if you look in the Seder Aget of Rav Michel, he has Reish Yud Zayin. That's not the name of Kamas, correct? I don't know what in the world I was driving at. But who cares how you fold it? Look what he makes the whole vehicle over here. Reish Yud Zayin, the lashon of the Seder Aget is as follows. Yudneo Arab Yad Abal V'yom Lo Tachzik. No, not Reish Yud Zayin. What is Ma'am Kamas? Is to fold it when I cut it into the cutzer. Which is that? What was Rachel saying? You fold it one end into the other end. And I saw it myself. And I went, no. Rach Tezayin. Oh, see? Mamas, you did a good job. See how it's folded? One end into the other. Excellent. See how it's folded? Mamas, a beautiful job. I'll pass it around. Reish Tezayin Ahakach Yachkel Rabas Aget V'yosem Akzovo Zubatov Zu Kimo Igeres V'yitin Tzei Aniyor B'chelek L'mata B'soch HaKotze Shu Iker Aget. Who cares how you fold it? Who cares how you fold it? Men did a great job in folding. Who cares how you fold it? So the Abnezes, the Meir and the Chachamim suggests the reason you have to fold it this way is this way he will not hold on to any of the Gulyon. All the Gulyonas are in the middle, and this way you have no problem of the Bach's Chukmah. That's why you can place it and not drop it, because if you would place it and fold it in a different way, you'd have a problem. But the way we do it now, it's not a problem. Bottom line is that we place it, we don't drop it. We place it, we don't drop it. That's what it says in posting. That's what they do in Philadelphia. That's what we do in New York. We place it and we don't drop it. But not without a machlokes at all. Everything's a machlokes. And one more nekuda here, Rabbosai. I'll say just one more thing and then we'll start a new topic. We'll see how the Shvai. Yeah. What are the Beis Yosef? That's right. One more thing. The Beis Yosef. There's a Lashon in Beis Yosef, which I think requires explanation. We already saw the Beis Yosef. We also had Tzarechim, which the Darkei Moshe answered, and the Bach answered, and Avnei Meluim answered. But the Beis Yosef's own. There's Kufla Metches. Right before the Darkei Moshe Beis, this is as follows. I'm reading to you. The Rosh Siman Zion that we saw. Hakof Tzayada U'machmazeh Yiposek Achud K'shu Moshe M'yada Mikri Shaper Nesina The Kevin Shu Hiskel Anasina Karina Beis Shaper V'nosan Afalpishi Gomra Hanasina. At the Rush quotes the Siman Zion from the Ri. V'docha Rush Vayosov. So the Rush wants to say perhaps it will be no good in Kofta Yoda. Aye, we saw the Rush hold. Ochez Aget B'Rosh O'Echad V'Oshita Lo B'Lekachosh O'Rosh Hasheni M'Gureshes. Afilu Rabbeinu Hanan, he learns. That's he's assuming that's even called the Rach. This is in effect Chaim's Kasha. Shani Asa. This is the mysterious answer. Shkoyach Mendi. It's very much appreciated. No, really, this is real life. Shani Asa. Sheniach Aget Biyodo. Abel Hocha Shadayin HaMashicha Biyodo. Lo Gomra Hanasina. And then it's the Magi on the side, at the bottom. Ve'enach Inami. Shem Posak HaMashicha. Afilo Achash HaKov Tzayodo. Megureshes. The kol kfitzas yada ha'ika nesina ma'aliyasam yada liyada. What's he saying? I think he's saying exactly the same business as we said before. Well, that's what he means. Listen to what he says, I believe. That Mashicha biyado, right? He can't bring it to himself, so she's megureshes. That's only if he completed the nesina. Same as we saw before in the Bach. He has to complete the nesina. I have to be finished with what I consider to be, I did my thing, I am finished. Once he is finished, and it's not a Gita Gabay, it's a kosher in the scene. But, if she caused the situation whereby he can no longer bring it to him, and he hasn't finished in the scene yet, he's not finished. So that if, even though right now he can no longer pull it back, and there's no chesson of a gida gabe, because he can't pull it back anymore, because she clasped the hands, and he can't get it back anymore. But he's not finished. He planned to put it down all the way in her hands, and she jumped, she beat him to the punch, and she clasped the hands earlier. Right? But if he, in effect, told her to clasp the hands, which is the Ramah's Lashon, or... It's all the things are pointing in the same direction. He finished. Okay, I'm finished, lady. Now take it from me. Now clasp your hands. Now, but I'm finished. So once he's finished, then it's considered to be a gemar. But if she preempted him, it's considered to be no good. I think all the poskim are really going in the same direction, a little different pratim, depends upon what was ritzona is the Darkei Moshe's lashon, what he finished is the Beis Yosef's lashon, and the Bach is something similar, and now they're with the Dibur, also all pointing in the same direction. He did his thing, and then she just finishes it up, it's okay. But if she preempts him, then it's not okay. That's how I understand this whole thing.
So she placed it in her he's not done yet, so therefore it's compared to.
That would be, that's the reason for those who are machmir to drop it.
Right.
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 And also, according to them, I guess they don't want to ask race everything up.
Well, everything up is good. We spoke, but we mentioned in the Sivis that everything up is good for Kenyan. You could be Kona. But for this purpose of the machmir on this end, I don't think that'll be a nuchum. You have to throw it. It's a foul shot. You can't drop. You have to shoot from over the rim. You know, you have to because you have to go once in the effort. It's no good. The kabbalah of the chumash, that's what you get for that amazing practice, the amazing conclusion. Yeah, I'll be amazing. I'm too much of a chiddush, but that would emerge to put all things together.
So how many times do we fold?
How many times do we fold it? Three times.
Basically, you go from side to side, and then you bring it to the middle once, and then tuck under it and go in. This way, the middle of the get is the square now. The whole top's in the middle of the get is the square.
I'm very bad with these kinds of things. I never knew how to make these toy planes or the toy those things. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. I never knew how to do those things. I never knew how to do that. I'm not good at this.
So all the border is always in the middle.
Border's in the middle.
Right.
The
only thing
that's
good is the bottom here.
It's
the side. But it's so
prescribed, there's no stuff in the ground. Oh, yeah? Only top and bottom?
There's no top and bottom? No, because the top, because
there's
imaginary lines that
so
pieces those. Suited. Right. So that's where
you
start with underneath.
Uh-huh.
And it's a
lot.
So
Yom
HaShoah, whatever it is, there's a lot, obviously, that
lava
is going in the top part above
the
top.
It's only longer than the bottom,
same.
Right?
Yeah, it's
the
bottom. We cut it up in that same.
The get is cut. You never cut a get once it's ripped. That's a whole Shiloh and Gemara in the second paragraph. It's always cut, no. The paper is cut. He writes on a pad of paper. He takes out the paper. That's right. Oh, after he finishes, it's given. And they make it a rip. No, when they make the cut, after they give over the get, man, they cut it in those two places, no? They make two cuts, no? Yeah, when they cut, they use it. What do they use? They use the fingers or use the scissors? And they used to be doing two cuts, am I correct?
When you fold it up, one on the two sides, you can fold it easier.
Right.
So if you fold it in this way, the two sides, you can fold it.
See, cut here, you can
cut
there. So it ends up two X's. Yeah. When you spread it out,
when you open it up,
there are two X's. And if you make a cut, this one little cut, it ends up being four cuts. Because it's on a, you understand what I'm saying? Even I'm not too good at it, I think I can figure this out myself. Even I can figure this out. You make a cut like this, and you open it all up, it's going to be like a little X. It's going to be cut in four different little places. I can't do this. So how are we going to cut it? Okay. Oh, you ripped it already.
Let's see if it
works. Let's see. You get practical experience with this. I have four different cuts. I have four line cuts. I think it's supposed to be two quadruple cuts. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not an expert in this. I am very bad at figuring things out. Someone will figure it out, and we'll look at it. Enough. Let's start the next topic,
boss. The last part, when you said that she grasps before he does the full giving, according to that opinion, if you just place it in her hand, she doesn't grasp it,
I want to tell you that the lifting above the head and under the arm and walking the foramas, that's all a chum of the chatzkiya. It's not a ma'akiv. And once it gets into her hand, she's divorced. Finished. Rabbosai, let's start the next sugya beside the Shemayim. Okay, we spent a lot of time on this. The scene is very important. We have to move on. Yes, Yehuda. It might, in theory, be a problem, according to those machmirim. Again, we according to Amnei, it's only a problem if you're holding on to the gilyan. It's kind of a meshicha biyodo. And therefore, he says, fold it up, there's no problem anymore. The maisa, I don't know of anyone who drops it. But despite the seder I get, then we place it. We don't drop it anymore. Good. Avos, let's begin the next sugya b'sad of the Shemaya. If we have time, we'll go back later to some of these intricacies of the gagla mala, the gagla mata. I have to discuss the more important the sugyas in this parak. The first of them is a combination of two sugyas. The sugya of get yoshan and the sugya of lanim of a pundaki. They obviously the Rishonim put the two sugyas together. Mamash. I don't want to if I get involved, then I'm going to get out of it. If I have time, I'll come back. I know it's a lot of important stuff. You know what? Okay, I'll come back to it. I have a particular reason. I have a gear to come back to it. I have a specific reason I want to come back to it, which will blow your mind if I ever get to it. You're not going to believe it, I'm going to tell you. But okay, but now I don't want to do it because I want to. Forgive me. I'll try to come back. Lean that. I'll make a note of it. I'll make a note for myself to remind myself. Okay, Rabosai, I have over here a Mishnah. I intestine the face. Beishamay Omrim. Poter Odom Ishto beget Yoshan. Ubeisil Osrim. Vezu get Yoshan. Koshin Asiachar Imo Mi Achasha Kosvula. We've had the get Yoshan before. We know about it. We know it exists. But we have to really learn it a little more the Eon now. The Micah Miflegi. It's going to look very bad, right? Rashi explains. Get the kolam of no. Shema yasher as I get shnasayim v'sholosh. Make sivul in the sina. Yiul abonim imenu b'toch hazman. V'chakach yigar shenabo. V'liyom v'shi yishtaka chadova. Yiruz man I get kolam v'leiris haben. It's not nice. You born out of wedlock. I mean, it's very common these days, but it's still not nice. Rashi says. In this gasha beget yoshan v'holach baal l'mdina sayam tinos l'chadchila. Rashi couldn't believe it's Chakul. The Gnesetius always tinos l'chadchila, so then he says, you're almost saying the get is kosher or kemat. No, he had to go have gone to Medina sayam. Toysus. V'sham e'savri l'amin e'zerach shemel g'idu kominot v'yushalmi meforesh ta'az l'tamayu de'v'sham e'islu b'perak amagarish tafsadi v'yigarish odom es ishto alim kain. Don't ever follow this basilla. She cooked, she burned the soup. They can divorce her. See, the same thing. Lamada Mukila Bishalo Ruash and the last 2 days we'll see in a minute. That again let's say Machor is Beshama Basilla. Beshama thinks that she's repulsive to him because he suspects her of some kind of immorality, and there's no chance he's gonna be Baalel. And according to Basilla, she burned the soup. Alright, but he wants better soup, so he's got a new wife, a better soup. But at the same time he has his feelings towards his old wife. So he may come to this keep the kernel of now. All right, interesting. It's fascinating. Oh, so let's turn to the Rosh of Rosh. Right away, we'll see what the Rosh has to say about this. It's a very important Rosh for the Rama. Yes, sir. We want to know whether it was Nisla Tete or even Jidosh Lachatchila? Well, right. It's the first day it says, Lo tinase, right? No, lo tinase. And the second it says tinase. So machlokus.
Rashi
explains
that the second one
tinase, that something
she might
be mitzvah.
Correct. So the first one saying that
the first one is more machmir. The first lashon says that even if he's a medina sayam, still lo tinase. Go track him down, get another guy. That's a machlokus.
If it's a bit, everyone agrees, lo teitz. Not everyone agrees. Okay? Turn to the Rosh. Let's see what he says. Okay, Rabosai. You pass back the second lashon, fine. Kosav Ramaza. The tikshila called on a leal per shame that his chesim and out. Hamash does get le ishto. The omalo al titneu el the achash losha chadosh. He told the shliach, hold it for 3 months to give it to him. Mishen is son of Lom, who teres the nasim miyad, who will get yoshan and choshu. Share, lo nisyachet imo, mashma. Poim nisyachto imo, choshu to get yoshan and vasur li nasim. Right? Get the impression that there would be, that we do all can get yoshan. She may not marry based upon a get yoshan. And so to end up I involve. We need not quote this whole sugya. We know it already. We should know it already. So the Gemara gives an impression. Honesiachani ma'aveged yoshin. Says the Rosh where the small lamedas of the korban asana. Vishayla in suvebe might not give meaning of a yoshin. Who cares? It's irrelevant. It's get yoshin. V tirits the Rama's answer. Ha da mina hacha im this garsha beget yoshin tinas alachat chila haynu hecha the nas no la achar hayichud. He gave it to the wife after the yichud. Till the chatchila, through chachamim, the garish be at bay. Gzeva shemiyom will give the kodal of the no, but in the son of law, baal, achara yichud, he himself gives it to her, tinasa the chatchila. Because the emisa of the baal, leo, have a chayish to become a debray, because of la gita achrina. The fact that he's given the end himself with his own hand, after this yichud, proves there was no bias, no after where he gave the kodal of the no. Abel Hecha the Yotza again mitakas Yodo Kodem Yichud to the son of the Ashliach Liacha Yichud Lo Tinas on the Chatzchila because maybe it was a Bia and it'll be a kid born. The Avimim Lech Pei Shliach Hayim Metzav Lichtov Gerache, maybe he would have told to give a Gerache. That's what he answers. So the Teferi Shmuel says, will the Pirish Rashi the Kamala Kosher Midi. According to Rashi, the Russians, the Ramaz Kash doesn't even begin. Why? Kiyupirish shalotinah selachatchila shalokah balam dinasayach. Dika onus tzas have a built izeh lotinasei alatzricha get acher. Ulefizeh says the first Shmuel lo kasha midi. The Ramaz Kash is no kasha. V'chein nire lahachmir shalotinasei b'sheminyan elak shalokah balam dinasayach. Rashi is a machmir. He says he cannot be get married with a get yashin unless the husband is in Medina Sayyam. Is Rashi also a Mekil? What do you say, Rabbi Osai? Chaim, what do you say, Rashi a Mekil? What case is Rashi a Mekil? The Chorah? Here's the chart. What case is Rashi a Mekil? The Pashtas? Where the Baal went to Medina Sayyam. Can she be Nisus Lechatchila where it was given by the Shaliach? The Ramah says it was given by a Shaliach, not by the husband himself, subsequent to the Yichud. Then Lotinas Lechatchila. And the Ramah makes no distinction between Medina Sayyam and Ba'ir, so he would be therefore Machmir even in Medina Sayyam, where it was given by a Shliach after the Yichud. And Rashi would presumably be a Mekel in that case. So it works both ways. The Shulchan Aruch, and according from the Rambam, seems to reject both Chumras. It's the first day in Mechaba Kufam Ches Aleph, and it's also the Rambam in Pashtas, as the Beis Shmuel points out. Seems to say no. It's muteres l'inosa l'chatchila, even though the Baal is in the city, and it makes no difference whether it was given to her by the Baal or by the Shaliach. Of course, we have to. It's an outstanding problem which I don't know how to resolve. What will the Rambam in the first day of the Chabad do with this kashya? What do you do with those Gemaras earlier? Yudches, I involve, which seems to indicate to the contrary. Not sure. I look up the Frank Rambam, and he doesn't ask the kashya. He does point, I think some of the Mepharshim point out that the Rambam says it both against the Ramah and against Rashi, but they don't ask that it's a kasha, which led him to this conclusion. The Mechabas, the Rambam is a paradigma aloha, hey? Mishakasa get the garish sishta of Nimla Khalonish, the Syakari Mahashakasula, Loyagar Shenabosa get Pama Kharas Shiyutsa the Garasha. If Girsha also get the Yoshan, how is it the Gureshans? But he not say Bolakat Khula. Finished. Doesn't say anything about in town, out of town, how it got there. Doesn't say anything. Mr. Malach talks over, you haven't gotten there yet, so let's put it aside for the moment. Okay, Rabbi Sai, this is Get Yoshan. Yes? Ramah. Ramah says if you're afraid of a bia, then you have to be afraid there'll be a pregnancy, there'll be a child, and it'll look bad, so we try to avoid that. Right? But Ramah says that a husband who gives a get to his wife himself with his own hand, after the yichud with his wife, had there been a bia, he wouldn't do it. He's afraid of his son's reputation. So the fact that he himself does it indicates to us that there was no bia. But if it was given to a third party on Sunday, he said, here, here's a get, write the get, give it to my wife, and I'm out of this whole parasha. And it's misyachin on Monday. And the shliach goes about his business on Wednesday, so then he were afraid that, you know, he wasn't on top of the situation. He was there was a possibility of a pregnancy on Monday, and he didn't do anything after that. It was an autopilot call. The shliach did it. The shliach the Bana told him to do it. The pashtus. We'll get to that. That's a sensitive issue. Fine. So Rabbi Sai, but one thing is clear, that even if you have a get yashin, b'diyevet it's good. Right? B'diyevet it's good. Everyone with me? B'diyevet it's good. Tinase if the husband's in town, not in town, but at the least lotate, it has a measure of validity. That's clear. A get yashin has some measure of validity. Only well, question of the small details of what's, what is tinase or lo tinase. It's important, but we'll, yes.
So in which case, if you have to follow the town, if you use the Shia,
right? Even if the title of Reyesa, the Baal's in town and given to a shliach, so that everyone, almost everyone agrees, lo tinase. The Ramah for his reason, Rashi for his reason. Ramah disagrees. Ramah told the other Gemara, I don't know, it's machlokas, the sugyas, whatever you'll say. But the Rashi would agree that you shouldn't lechatchila lo tinase. But if she married anyway, lo tinase. That's for sure. Yes, Shalom. Yeah. The Tefer Shmuel is pointing out that the Ramah said a chiddush nifla, a distinction between if he gave it himself or gave it to a shliach to answer a kasha. So he says according to Rashi, the kasha doesn't begin. Because Rashi said when it means lo tina, it says in tina, only if the husband is out of town. That's how we explain all those other Gemaras that are machmir. Husband's out of town. Set it back. Husband's out of town, we can be make a lechatchila. When the husband is in town, you have to be machmir lechatchila. So any other Gemara you slug me up from, I'm going to say it's an in-town Gemara. And we're talking about only if it's out of town. So there's no need to say the Ramah's teretz. Again, the problem according to the Mechav and Ramah, they deny both of these answers, the Ramah, the Rashi's and the Ramah's. It's a little bit difficult, those earlier Gemara's. This is the Machlokas HaSugyas, which can be said before. They're both in the same vein. I want to put it all into one big hopper, and Mr. Shem, the remaining shurim, to try to analyze it very carefully. We have the sugya of payout, which is, again, we saw in the Tosfos already that the Yerushalmi equates these two sugyas, and they are clearly very closely related to these sugyas. What's the tzadah shavah shebehem? Possibility of a bia after the get process began. All right. What happened on payout? What happened there? Hamagaresh es ishto velona imo bepundiki. What's a punduk? Right, hotel, motel, inn, whatever it makes one call. Beishame omim ein atzvichem ein get sheni. Why did Beishame say it? Ikish. What do you mean? Matzaberas dava. Ooh. Ubeisilam atzvichem ein get sheni. Ein masai. As mashen is garshim and suin. Umodim. But as garshim and erisin, ein atzvichem ein get sheni. Meshe ein libo gasbo. They had never been intimate because they were never at a nisuin. So what will happen? I don't know. I hate to tell you. I'm sorry to imagine this. This could be a chas v'shalom nefalim shaila. Let's say there's a boy, a yeshiva boy, doesn't know the law, is not so careful about the law. And it turns out you find two eidim walking are in a room, and they see, lo and behold,
a boy goes into a room with a girl. I don't know, I saw they're just probably going to sip soda. And then he comes out with a girl later, and then he got to have a get? Chas v'sholom, there's a lot of getting running around, if that would be the case. You don't assume anything happened in such a case? But just because they walked through, they're over the Yisrael. All right. All right. Don't misunderstand. I don't mean it's all right. Not all right. But it doesn't require a get. Every time a guy walks to a room with a girl and an over the Yisrael, they get. So the answer is, because they're not, if we assume, just in the old days, of Bosa, we assume that they're not, there's been never any intimacy between them. They're not going to say, no. So it's a civic soda. But, and even made on the Arison, they were betrothed to one another, but Ainli Bogaspa, they've never been, you know, physically intimate. But it's not been on the Suin, where there had been a Bia, Behet the Gama, the Mitzvah. So we assume, you know, they'll go back into their, they'll lapse into their old familiar ways. That's another thing. You need to get, because they're afraid of maybe the Das Kedushin. Let's have to discuss with you about Richus Gedola. Just time, a one night fling, a one time, one night stand, a fling. Right? That's another issue. That's what we talk about. Huh? What's the chazok? It's not saying the chazok. Oh, and also this nus. Oh, hold on. That's going to be the major issue here. Says the Helege Gemara. Omer Rabba bar Rav Chana Rav Yochanan Machlokas b'sherau ashenivolo. Rashi says. Beishame savi odom osa bilosu bilos nus. B'chol kamad lo omar eni bo l'shem kiddushin. Lo amina l'shem kiddushin bo. We didn't hear this from him, so we assume it's only the Tisam's nus. That's Beishame Shita. Please turn to the alphabet next. Ubesilosagri, and not the most of Bilas of Bilas Nus. Avaloru Shinivala, the Riakol, Eino, Tzricho, Hemenu, Get, Shani. Shai? Tanan. Umodim in his gosh, Menaris, Machanus, Vitamina, Get, Shani, Shinibu Gatha. Nibisharu Shinivala, Mali Menaris, Mali Menanisuan. In other words, Eris and Nisuan, in the projection of what happened in that room. But if Ruah Shinivala, they know exactly what happened, so what's the difference? Means it's identical. No one saw the bia, but we assume that's what they're in the room for. Ubesilo savri, no. Aminon, hein, e de yichud, hein, e de bia. Because we assume that if they're in the room together, they're back in their old master bedroom where they were married for 25 years, so they'll do what they used to do. Umodin, the disgashim in the Avison, Shaina Tricha Menu get chained. The cave and the Libo Gaspo, Lo Aminon and Elihud, and Elibio. That's what it says. Okay? Fine. This is a tremendous issue over here, Abba said. Tremendous. We'll talk about it at some length, not to the very, very end of it, but to some length. This ties into the whole issue of civil marriage, Abba said. Or reform marriage. A couple's married by reform rabbi. Are they halachically married or not? What might you argue? Look! And are them also be los or be las nos? Are the guys reformed? So what? But he doesn't want to be an immoral person. So since he doesn't want to be an immoral person, we have a right to assume his bold shame, kiddushin. Yeah. Ellie, you know, I have to tell you, the world has gotten. I asked you to see Rav Moshe's Chuvus. The last time I'm up and have time to read some of Rav Moshe's Chuvus. I must confess to you that the world has become a much more immoral place since Rav Moshe's time. Yeah? That's
only if he assumes that if he knows that the marriage is not good.
Oh, it's another issue. That's assuming if he knows the reform rabbis, that's Rav Moshe's main thrust. Rav Moshe's thrust is that if a reform couple that marries and living as husband and wife, they have three kids, they are not married. Why?
Don't we say other nosi bilas bilas? What do you mean? What kind of bilas nos? I was married by the reform rabbi. I'm not going to be bowl the shame issues. May the shame kiddushin is soon. I already have everything from the rabbi. That's what the average reform person would say.
An Orthodox person.
What Chaim is saying, an Orthodox person had a wedding, and they find that one of the Adam was possible. Or they find there's some other technical shortcoming. But the original marriage is no marriage. Halachic marriage. So Chaim is suggesting, in that kind of a case, the Bia won't help any, because they wouldn't have in mind. Sure, they're moral people. They had every intention of living together as husband and wife. As for this quote-unquote sanctification, putting in quotes, of the marriage by the rabbi. Either rabbi goofed and got a puzzle aid, or he got the put it, didn't have a ring. I don't know, whatever he did wrong. We mentioned that. We mentioned a little bit.
Can you also say the fact that they believe their husband and wife makes them be their future? They assume their husband and wife, if they want them to be in the ring now, because they're assuming they're married. So they're the VA is the shame agents.
If they assume that they already were married from before, so although they're having this physical relationship, they don't mean at any point that this relationship should create a marriage. They believe they're married from before.
Right.
They're wrong.
So if they need to continue a marriage, won't be good to effect.
That's what we're saying. That's what we assume. Oh. The major of Hankinsal argued with Rav Moshe. And although we, Rav Henkin, before marriage is no marriage. Civil marriage is no marriage. Right? Rav Moshe went further than that. Rav Moshe said, we'll see if there's a chance of the children. Rav Moshe went further. Rav Moshe, even if you hold like Rav Henkin, he says, that a civil marriage is a marriage, that's because the people understand very well that the justice of the peace is a goy, an Irish judge. He can't make us marriage Jewishly. So therefore, Rav Henkin will assume that the deal is a Shem Kiddushin. If you went to a Reform rabbi, and you're a Reform Jew, you think that your Reform rabbi, Sally, is perfectly capable of making a perfectly valid wedding, and if you rely on her. Because even Rav Henkin might admit, says Rav Suggester of Moshe, that in the case of a Reform rabbi, there's even a less chance of them being married than the case of a civil ceremony. Because they're more in reliance upon the original ceremony, which we assume is garnish with garnish. Right? If they didn't do a good job, we're assuming. Well, we don't know they did a good job. That's what the details say. Quite amazing. This is one of the main sugyos in Shas, which talks about it. Only three places it's found, it says. Here in Gittin, and Yevamos, and Exubus. We have to talk about it a little bit here. When do we get to Yevamos? Maybe Daf Yomenix to get to Yevamos and Kuf Zion another 3 months. But not everyone knows Daf Yomenix, and Exubus is even further away. And we forget. So let's go. We'll have to go into it a little bit. Yes, Chaim.
And what
does
that mean? How does the
Yichud
help?
What is Yichud? Yichud is Nisun.
No, the
yichud that we call yichud, that is the nisun. It could be that yichud is a bonk yichud that creates the nisun, or if the chuppah itself, the canopy, is considered to be the nisun, yichud is following the nisun.
So, let's say even if one eid turns out to be
an eid yichud.
No, an
eid kiddushin.
Yeah. Would the yichud be good enough anyway?
Not necessarily. Because when husband and wife are misyached, they don't have an intention this yichud should create marriage. They think they're just married by the rabbi.
So with the help, when does it help?
Yichud?
Yeah.
Creates nisuin. Not kiddushin. Nisuin.
So what if they kiddushin?
So then maybe it's nothing. Maybe because you can't have nisuin without kiddushin. They think they had a proper kiddushin, but they really don't. Could be. Yes, sir.
Two questions.
I think you passed an heiress. I'm not mistaken.
Assume they know.
Oh, the machlok is what the word assuming is.
Yeah, I'm saying assume that the chuppah means chuppah. Why would you think chuppah means?
I'll explain it to you. It's not local with the word Nisuan means. Some say it means he puts a talus over her head, they stand under a canopy. Some say about Deccan is a kind of, believe it or not, there's a kind of a Nisuan. Some say that when they're in a private room and the wedding hall, some say it's not Nisuan until they go home to their hotel or they go back to their apartment. Different opinions. Some say you rent the room for that reason, that's right. Nukum. Rent the room. Because you're renting the whole hall. They pay $10,000 2 cents for the room. Yeah, it's rented for the couple. Obviously it's rented for the couple. It's rented for the... That's the whole point. Rabbosai, see the run. An important run. Very important. Here we go. Uranus page 84. Kosa the Rambam Zal, the Paraganiska, Shemikta Sagaonim Horu, Shalo Barusa Bulvad. Ela kol isha shetivol b'fnei edim tzricha get chazaka shein adam osi bilas bilas nus. Any time you see this, you assume that they're married. For who's al Rambam? Cholik alein shelo amru ken ela kshahayu b'neihem kiddushin kana lachem. If they had kiddushin harisin, and then we thought it was a bia, so we assume that it has a lack of significance. It's not a boyfriend and a girlfriend. Stop. It's garnished. The chen heiskin la rash mizal. Shem ha-shaninu nosi odam arnusas avim b'futas avim loshna b'futa b'fnei echad b'futa b'fnei shnayim tem istam ha-katani l'ticha lo huska dava zeh ala b'grusha b'vaad. Stop. A boyfriend and a girlfriend. They have a relations. That's nothing. Stop. Nus. Kotho the Rambam zal. Perkdas gerishim. Nisyachet ima achash amal lahem. This is important. Lichto v'lachto v'litin lo hare elu lo yichtavu. They shouldn't write the get. What happened? You appointed someone to write the get, to sign it, and between the time that he appointed them and the time they started to write it, there was a yichtav between them. Shouldn't write it. Kavachom v'advar. Im aget shenosem lo liyodo kishen nisyachet ima nifsal aget Shema Boal Kavachomol is there Shalom Niftach. How much more so here where it wasn't even written yet? And he goes further. The Ksavo Nesono Lo Achash Nesiachanimo Eino Get. Mamash, what does Eino Get usually mean? What level Eino Get? Now B'dievet, what level B'dievet not good? Even though Raisa, as opposed to Posel Udvarv Tumum Arbe, says the Rav. Sherei ein zeh kavachoma shel klum. Tibishmait anikol ameichash lekidushin. We're afraid of kidushin in our sugya. Because the get has already been given. We're afraid they got married again. V'nidon shelo leko ameichash lehochi. Not shy of kidushin in that case. Still married. What kind of kidush? Can't marry in your own right. V'yol. Heich posik v'feresh te'en o get. The b'shmaytu b'suke b'yama the mesapkinan latzvicha get sheni. I can say ain't a get for sure. Ubevadai the l'shem of pias ubita lashlichos udikol lemeicha shlochi. All right, you understand the Rambam has a serious chashash. He's mevach lashlichos. We'll get to that barichas tomorrow. Aval ein mokam lomar she a get bottle legamri. Okay, that's the Rambam. So why should the get be bottle legamri? Doesn't make sense. A very difficult Rambam. Why should the get be completely bottled in a case in which there was yichlud between the meaning and the ksiv? Why? Why is it bottled again? Now, as I promised you before, I'm pulling out my tshuva about Alzheimer's. Okay, I've brought it to the room before. Okay, and I mentioned to you then that we're going to get to the sugya when we come to it. So what
What happened was a case of an Alzheimer's situation. The young man was coming down with this terrible disease. So a number of suggestions. I'm going to mention the suggestions. We'll have to discuss it with you and see who's right. One suggestion is to write a get, which should be chal the achazman. When should it be chal? So one is to say should be chal the last moment before he lapses into a state where he's no longer worthy to give a get. Never Alzheimer's, he's going to begin to gradually lose it. So it's going to be a point in time, whenever it'll be, in a year, in 2 years, in 10 years, when you'll be no longer capable la halacha of giving a get. Because never nishtata or something along those lines. I want the get to be chal a minute before that. Possibility number one. But what else did you require? You have to give an emunus shelo yafayetz, that he shouldn't cancel it. Gami shava shvua chamura shelo yavatlas aget, to swear you will not cancel it. Okay? And once, listen carefully, once the Bezin decides that Nebuch is sunk beneath the line and no longer able to give the get, then they should no longer be misyachet. Because the get is a richal. That's the suggestion which is made to do. Halacha lamaisa. Can you imagine this? It's an amazing chiddush. Amazing chiddush. Amazing chiddush. Kabbalah MS and Mishamar. Doesn't matter if it's someone signed a chiddush. It's just written tough. It's just written a year ago. It's not. It's just a recent chiddush. 1 second. What's so amazing about it? We don't know. We're not accustomed to these kind of kunz. We learned about it. Sure, we learned about it. We really do it. To give a get to Michali Achazman, and in the interim between the giving of the get and the chalos get, the living as husband and wife, maybe that tells you bitl ha get. Maybe not. Let's see. What other options exist? One, to get divorced not completely. And make a kiddushin on Tanai. Whoa, you have to talk about this also. Kiddushin on Tanai. Shemishtata yivatlo a kiddushin on Afreya. Based upon the Ramon Kufnun Zayin. Can you imagine this? A conditional marriage? Normally we never allow conditional marriage, but maybe we should make an exception over here. Right, that's going to be the problem. Two, another possibility. Well, we'll get to that also. Two, another possibility. Ligarish ishto beget al Tanai. Go beget the mafreya, or beget him. He, in other words, we, and what was the suggestion over here? Should be chal liyachazman. Not him, not amanas, not miyachshav. Chal liyachazman. Another option being with him, tonight of him. Or maybe the mafreya. Finally, to write a get now with a command that should be given at a point that the husband is no longer with it. That's of course going to be a very difficult problem. Why? We already spoke about that by Rishis, right? The Ratur, say it's also a problem with the rice. You can't give shit yet. Right? If the husband is Nishtata, you can't give him with the rice. Ramos the Rabbanon. But still, I'm not sure why this is even an option. Did he leave any other options out? Think of anything else? So far not. So we have to discuss it, which is in fact the best option. And then I'll tell you what was done actually. This is a very interesting case, but this is a little mice in the Kasharah. It's not some theory. Yes?
Before he becomes
Mishtati, that's when he should be called.
So even
you wait,
that
they might have had a B with her after.
Yeah, no.
So you can't have that confusion
after
he's
Mishtati either.
No, no, no.
He
had a B, but now he's having a B with her.
Who cares?
Is it a get Yashin?
Huh?
Correct. Okay, you're asking well, but oh, Shoach has before. So we already spoke about that. The Chor, the Get Posh says it's not considered to be a problem of greater than halacha lemaisa. So I'm putting it aside, but Mr. That's part of the agenda for this issue. Okay? Fine. What do they attendance? What's today's date? 13. I haven't taken attendance in a long time.